Item D, 2016 AAA Trout Stocking Plan, briefing and decision. Greg, are you handling this one as well?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Sure. What I'd like to do is brief you on the AAA Trout Stocking Plan for 2016 and would like to ask for adoption of that plan. And also, during this call, I'd like to ask the Commission to adopt a delegation of authority for the approval of the AAA Trout Stocking Plans in future years to the Director. So by way of background, each year the department stocks about 9 million trout into our state waters, and that generates over 3.6 million angler days of fishing effort with a net economic value of about $146 million annually. And our agency uses a variety of strategies to provide these trout to our angling public. We use fry and fingerling. Trout. These are small 2 to 6 inch trout that we stock out the previous fall. They grow in the lakes and then are at a catchable size when the fisheries start in the spring. We also stock catchable size trout just prior to the fishery. These are fish that are between 10 to 13 inches in size, and we stock about 2.5 million of those catchable fish. We also stock around 160,000 what we call jumbo trout. These are trout that are typically over 14 inches in size, and included in those 160,000 are this component of the trout that we purchased through private growers. That's about, this year we're considering 32,000 trout from a private grower. So these private grown trout started back in 1999 with the legislature giving the agency authority to do this, and to allow the commission in consultation with the department to authorize the purchase and then distribution of those fish. In this proposal for 2016, Table 1 shows that history of the amount of trout that are purchased on an annual basis and then stocked. Table 2 in the document shows where these fish are scheduled to be stocked around the state. And again, these AAA trout coupled with the larger jumbo trout produced in our hatcheries are really designed to give some excitement to the fishery that folks have a chance of catching these large fish. So we try to distribute those pretty broadly across the state to provide that excitement. So, again, this year we're purchasing about 34,000 trout. And that'll be approximately 70% stocked in western Washington, the remaining 30% in eastern Washington. These are going to be primarily stocked prior to the opening day of our lowland lake trout season. And with that, I'd entertain any questions that the commission may have.
Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, Brad,
I can make a motion, yes.
Please.
I move to adopt the 2016 Triploid Trout Stocking Plan as presented in Table 2 and to delegate further approval of the annual Triploid Trout Stocking Plan to the Director.
Do I have a motion?
Do we
have a
second?
Okay, that was Commissioner Wecker?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Commissioner Smith this made a motion, Commissioner Wecker.
This is Dave Graybill joining the call.
Hi, Dave. We're just wrapping up the triploid trout stocking plan briefing and decision.
Do you have any questions? I heard that, and I'm prepared to vote on that.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Smith and a second by Commissioner Wacker. All those in favor say aye.
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 Oppose? Motion carries.